Our nation is in a crisis. Consider all the political situations, both domestic and abroad. Nuclear threats and hate among people. And even natural disasters, such as hurricanes and floods, wildfires in the West, and even earthquake in Mexico. They say just in 80-some years, the biggest earthquake. This is a critical time for our nation. God is calling our attention. We, the people of God, must heed to God's word. It is time that we stay awake in prayer. It is time that we walked humbly with God on behalf of our nation. A lot of us worry about the future of our nation, and we want to do something about it, right? And let me tell you what you can do. First and foremost is prayer. Now, some of us, if not many of us, do not realize how powerful the prayer is. In my humble opinion, it is the most important contribution we could make for our nation. Now, we all often look at and limited our attention to the things that we see and touch. We call physical realm. But we don't think about there is another realm in the world called spiritual realm. Now, if the mass things going on just in a very, in a different way than you expect on this earth, think of what's going on in the spiritual realm. Have you done anything in the spiritual realm? When you win the battle in the spiritual realm, everything down here will be much smoother. So we need to pray for our nation. Now, today's text also shows what we can do on behalf of our beloved country. Now, as a background, let me take you back to Jerusalem in the 6th century before Christ was born. One day, God called out Jeremiah and commanded him to stand before the people in Jerusalem at the temple gate. Yes, that temple was built by King Solomon about 300 years before this was happening. At the time, the geopolitical situation and condition for the kingdom of Judah was precarious. Imagine a dimly burning wick, little tiny candle, in front of a mighty wind. Any time, it would be blown out. Any day, indeed, the kingdom of Judah at the time would fall into the mighty hands of the enemy from the north, Babylonians. The people's hearts at the time were melting before the imminent invasion of the Babylonian kingdom. Indeed, the nation was in a crisis. Of course, such a time always creates false prophets who try to deny the reality. They would declare peace and security in the name of the Lord of hosts. They said that God was with us and that he would dash the enemy to the ground and protect Judah forever. Jerusalem was safe, they shouted, because it had the temple of the Lord. Did you notice in today's reading? The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, and the temple of the Lord. Three times. Jeremiah, the prophet, however, declared rather a disheartening message. He says, the kingdom of Judah would fall, and all its inhabitants will be exiled. Now, you could imagine how much he was hated by people because his message is basically doom and gloom. Who wants to hear that? He was so much hated by people, ranging from the king all the way down to the ordinary folks. You know what they did? They imprisoned him. They put him in prison. We don't want to hear your message anymore. Now that day, the Lord commanded Jeremiah to stand at the temple gate. Jeremiah declared the message of the heavenly God to his people. Now it's worth repeating and listening one more time. I'm going to read verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah, who enter by these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your deeds, and I'll let you dwell in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words, saying, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, and if you truly practice justice between a man and his neighbor, and if you do not oppress the alien, the orphan, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, nor walk after other gods to your own ruin, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever." As you can see, God warned his people not to hold a false hope of security. The temple of the Lord would not protect them from the enemy's hands. The belief that it would guarantee their safety was deceptive, God declared. God was not going to keep them safe, even though they worshipped him in the temple. I'm sure we all heard about the word, the phrase, foxhole religion. What is foxhole religion? In the face of extreme stress, no one is an atheist. That's basically what it is. In the time of crisis, anyone could call God and attend worship services. Do you remember, as I mentioned, 9/11? On the following Sunday after the 9/11, you know what happened? The churches in America were packed. Such a short revival or return to the Lord didn't even last long. Business as usual in the next month, October. I remember. Now through the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord pleaded with his own people to return to him and renew their commitment to the Lord. God said, amend your ways and deeds. In other words, repent and return to me. Cast away your idols, anything that you put before the Lord. Show your love of the Lord by keeping his commandments, and do justice and walk humbly with God, and do not oppress the orphans, widows, or the foreigners among you. Do not oppress the powerless and fatherless among you. Do not shed the innocent blood through murders. Do not follow other gods. Then, God said, I'll protect you and be your security. This morning, God calls us to do the same. Every one of us must repent of our sins. We must renew our heart and mind with God's word. Walk humbly with God every day. Then we will experience our own renewal. And then it will bring the renewal to our church, and then to our society, and to our nation, and to the world. Now, if you agree with me so far that our nation is in a crisis, please listen carefully. In my humble stay in the United States for the past 32 years, I came here in 1985, I have not, since that time, witnessed such tension and hate in our nation before. Some blame the president, others blame Congress, some more blame the rigged political system, and more others blame Wall Street, and we all blame so many other things and other people for our nation's problems and troubles and dysfunctions. But God says, stop blaming others. Stop finger pointing at them. They are not the ones who holds the future, who determine the future of your nation. God says, look at yourself first, and then look up to me next. Amend your ways of life, and then I'll give your nation true peace and security. Some of us naively believe that, oh yeah, in our just dollar bill, we have the phrase, in God we trust. But let me tell you, I'm afraid it won't cut it. Amendment of our ways and deeds will. Here are my sermon points for you to take home. Point number one. It is us whom God holds accountable for the destiny of our nation. Nobody else but you and me. He holds the church of God. Church of God is not the building. It's the body of Christ. He holds the people of God accountable for the future of our society. Stop pointing fingers at politicians, not at POTUS, President of the United States, not at COTUS, Congress of the United States, not at SCOTUS, Supreme Court, not at Democrats, not at the Republicans, not at those who do not know the Lord, but at the believers in Christ. Point number two, it is our reformed ways of life that determines the future of our nation. Not systems, not laws in the land, not money, but our ways and deeds will shape the future of our society. Point number three, God's promise of peace and security is conditional. God doesn't give us the blank check. Okay, whatever you want to write here, peace and security in my name. No. By the way, for your information, remember the Jeremiah the prophet? In his time, the people of Judah, did they pay attention to Jeremiah's message? No, they didn't. As I said, they put him in prison and kept him until invasion took place. And guess what? Who liberated Jeremiah from the prison? The enemy. But the rest of them, they all got exiled, taken away from their homeland. So here's the lesson. The promise of God depends on our repentance and obedience. If we amend our ways of life, if we stop sinning and start doing what is right before God, if we practice justice with our neighbors, and if we stop worshiping the idols, and if we walk humbly with God, and then and only then will He let us stay in our place forever. Repentance is the game changer, folks. The destiny of our nation lies in your and my renewal. Remember, why repentance? Because repentance moves the heart of God in our favor, which in turn keeps our nation secure forever. Let's bow heads and pray. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on America. As you indicated in the scripture, repeatedly, in times of crisis, you call your people to repent. We repent of our sins, not just in words and week later business as usual, but in our ways and in our deeds. Give us, Lord, humble heart, clean heart, so that we would walk humbly with you, Lord, in everything that we do and say. Once again, Lord, I humbly ask you to have mercy on us. In Jesus' name, amen.